Today's Shir Masechta Tumura Daf Chav Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, Amar Rava. In our previous Shir in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we had learned that the word Tachas could mean a Lashon of Tumura, a language of Tumura, or it could mean a language of Chilul, of Pidyon, of redemption. And the Gemara, at the end of the Shir yesterday, said, it depends on the circumstance. If it's kache bedekabayis, which are, as we've learned, not subject to hilchas tamura, so we say that when he used the word tachas, he meant to redeem. And when it's speaking about kache mizbeach, that it must be, he means tamura. Amar Rava, to which Rava says, afilu b'kache mizbeach, even though we just said that when he uses the word tachas, when he's speaking about kotche mizbeach, it typically means tamura, there is a situation, says Rava, mishkachas lalosh dechuliyu. It can mean redemption. What is the case? Kigon shayah hegdish balmum, when the hegdish was a balmum. And as we've learned many times, hegdish, which is healthy, cannot be redeemed. So if he uses the word tachas by a healthy animal, it must be that he meant the tamura. But when the animal is a balmum, and it's subject to pidyon, so if we say tachas means pidyon, he hasn't done anything wrong. He actually has done something right. He's been poida, the animal, which is a balmum. But we say tachas will mean tamura, he's doing an aveira. For as we learned already in the first Mishnah about Masechta, doing a tamura means that you're doing an aveira. So if we could define his wording, he's using the word tachas, and the word tachas could mean pidyon, or it could mean tamura. We are to define it pidyon, if it means by defining it that way, he's not doing an aveira, versus by defining it as a tamura, which represent that he does an aveira. And as the Mefarshim say, that the Mishnah that seemed to indicate that the only time you're doing pidyon is when you use the word chilul, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means the chilul only can mean pidyon. But that doesn't mean that tachas doesn't mean pidyon. Tachas also means pidyon, and it certainly means pidyon, where by defining it that way, we're accomplishing that he didn't do an aveira, versus by saying it means tamura, he did an aveira. Amar Ravashi. Now Ravashi goes a step further. Afil b'balmum, even we're speaking about an animal that's a balmum, nami mishkachs lalishn dachuli, mishkachs lalishn dachfusi. It can mean either or. What does that mean? If, when we have this circumstance, we have two animals in front of us. We have the original animal, and we have the new animal. So yada kodesh, if the person puts his hand on the animal that's kodesh already, and he uses the word tachas, that means chol hava. It must be that he means to redeem it. Yada achol, but if he puts his animal on the new hand on the new animal, which is still chol, kodesh hava. So Pashu Pshat what Rav Ashi is saying is that the hands indicate what he means. Because Rav Ashi is teaching us that the procedure of chilul, of redemption, and the procedure of tamura, this is the lumdus of these procedures, are very different. Chilul means that you're taking the kedusha off the original animal. And therefore, by putting your hands on the original animal, that is clearly an indication that you mean to do a chilul. On the other hand, when you're putting your hand on the new animal, and this is a raya to an issue that we've discussed numerous times in our shiurim, shows that you want tamura. Because what is the difference between tamura and chulin? By tamura, the focus is on the new animal, and by chilul, the focus is on the old animal. So all the mafarshim discuss, is there a machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rava, these two dinim that we began our shiur with today? And it is the opinion of most mafarshim that there's no machlokes. First of all, they say that Rav and Rav Ashi are speaking about two different situations. Rav is speaking about a situation, and we've discussed this concept numerous times. Some of us explained, the Rav is speaking about an animal, that when you makadish the animal, it was a Baal Mum. And we already learned the Masech to Bechairis, that you're Dalad, that when you makadish an animal that's a Baal Mum, that never gets more than Kedusha Stamim. So that's why Rav says, since it never had more than Kedusha Stamim, it doesn't mean, it means Chilul. Rav Ashi is speaking about a situation where the animal, you were makadish it properly, and then it became a Baal Mum. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, Rav Ashi is speaking about a situation where you put your hands, as I just explained. So the placement of your hands, says Rav Ashi, is an indication of what you meant. Rav wasn't speaking about you putting your hands anywhere, so it's a whole different situation. Continues the Gemara. Baya Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. A person starts off with two animals that are Kodesh. And both of them, says the Gemara, Balas Mum. They're both Bali Mum. And you have Shtei Behemah Shel Chulin Tamemus. And you have two animals that are Chulin, that are healthy. V'amarei Elu Tachas Elu. And you said the word Harei Elu Tachas Elu. And as all the Mefarshim point out, the question that Abaya is posing could have been asked even with one animal. The reason Abaya speaks about more than one animal is not to confuse us. The reason he speaks about more than one animal, because we're going to have a whole sugya now, where more animals are required to the various issues that are discussed. So Abaya begins with a situation with more than one animal. So you started off with two animals that are Kodesh, but are Bali Mum. You bring two animals that are not Bali Mum, and you use the words Harei Elu Tachas Elu Mahu. What will be the halacha? Mi Amar Latfusei. Do we say that he meant to make a tmura? And if he meant to make a tmura, as we learned in the first mission in the Masechta, he'll get Malkus, because that's what tmura means. Oidilma, kalhecha de ikka teira, we could say that he meant chilul. And doing chilul, doing a redemption on an animal which is a Baal Mum, is what you're supposed to do. And then we'll say, l'shavik inish ha-teira, v'avadisura. Certainly a person, if we could say that what he did, something permissible, why would we say that he did an Aveira? So, the Mefarshim ask, isn't what Abaye is saying contradictory to what we began the shir from Rava? Rava started the shir, that if you started the, if you had the animal, and the animal was a Baal Mum, and you used the word Tachas, we'll say you meant Chilul, because it shouldn't mean an Aveira. So, why is Abaye asking? So, Posh Pshat, Abaye doesn't agree with Rava. That's Posh Pshat. Another Pshat goes back to what I said a moment ago. Abaya is not arguing with Rava. Rava, I said a moment ago, is speaking about a situation where the animal was a Baal Mum before I was Mekadeshit. Abaya is speaking about an animal that was Baal Mum after I was Mekadeshit. Rava wasn't speaking about that, and therefore Abaya could ask a question. Furthermore, Mefarshim ask, let's understand Abaya's, furthermore, the Mefarshim say, that Posh Pshat, the Gemara's question is, when he said Tachas, and it could mean either or, so do we prefer to say it means chilul, and it means he didn't do an aveira, or does it mean tmur and he did an aveira? Say to Mefarshim, chiddush, that even if he used the word tmura, which all of us would say if he said the word tmura, he meant tmura, not necessarily. A biased question would still be relevant. Because if there's a way of defining what he said to mean that he didn't do an aveira, maybe that's what we ought to do. Then the Mefarshim ask, why don't we just ask him? Why don't we just ask him what he meant? The person knows what he meant. So we ask, why do we have to have this discussion? So Farshim say, let's think about it. If he said chilul, great. If he said tmura, it meant that he did an aveira. And we have a rule, ein adam meis matz merasha. And then they say, even if he said chilul, we need to be careful. Because if he meant chilul, that means that the new animal became kodesh. New animals. And we're going to bring them as a carbon. But if he didn't mean chul, so he shouldn't maybe bring them as a carbon. So that's why he can't be believed. One more question that the Mefarshim ask. Let's think about this. The Gemara is saying, if he meant tmura, then he gets malchus. The way the Gemara described the situation, to malchus. If he meant chul, he won't get malchus. How could he get malchus? It would be asra sofik. Since his wording is ambiguous, so it's certainly a situation of asra sofik. And we know you can't get Malkus without Hasra Sofik. So how would there be a Havamina to give him Malkus? So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara doesn't mean he'll get Malkus. The Gemara means that he did the Aveira of Tmura. Indeed, he won't get Malkus because of a technicality that he didn't have a proper asra. That's one pshat that Mepharshim suggests. Another pshat that Mepharshim suggests is just like we learned earlier in our Masechta, that a tmura b'shagig is considered a tmura. Even if you did a b'shagig, you'll get malchus. So tmura is an exception to all the rules we've ever learned. And the avera of tmura, you get malchus even without hasra. So the fact that you couldn't give a proper hasra is immaterial. Says the Gemara. Then temtzalayma. So now the Gemara continues. Certainly, kol heichad ikateir leshavik inish v'avri surah, where a person could have done something, we could interpret what he meant to do was something that's mutter. We don't say that he did something asr. Leshavik inish v'avri surah. And then we know, we've quoted this, the Rishonim say that whenever the Gemara says an temtzalayma, that means that's the halacha. Why would be that halacha in this situation? Ha'ilafan shtei behemis. You started off with two animals that are both kaidish. Achas mehen ba'alas mum. One animal is a balmum, and one animal is not a balmum. And then the two animals of chulin are again, achas mehen balmum. One is a balmum, and one is not a balmum. And he used the words, hare elu tachas elu. So now let's think of it. Now, how do we evaluate what just happened? Mi amar, do we say, tamima tachas tamima, the healthy animal is in the place of the other healthy animal, and that's certainly latfusei, and that would be a situation of tamura. That is nothing to discuss. And the balmum tachas balmum, the one balmum versus the other balmum is lachuli, is only a situation of chilo, and if that's the case, they'll only get one malchus. And as Rashi explains, because there is no tamura by ra tachas ra. The Torah says toy b'ra, or ra b'toiv, but there is no, according to Rashi, tamura by ra b'ra. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says there is tamura by ra b'ra, but there's nobody, why would anybody want to do it? You're not accomplishing. Idoma, maybe the way to understand what happened here was, tamima de chulin, tachas ba'mum de hegdish. The healthy animal is in the place of the ba'mum de hegdish, so which is one act of tamura. And Baal Smum de Chulin is Tachas Tamim de Hegdish, and he'll have done two Tamuras, and he'll get two Malkus. So again, the way the Mepharshim explained the Gemara's question. In the previous case that Abaye discussed, there's a way of interpreting all of his action that he didn't do any Aveira. So that's the best way to go. In this case, he certainly did an Aveira, because we can't say that he took the bad animal for the bad animal. That's not a tamura. So one act of tamura he certainly did. And we started with one healthy and one unhealthy animal. So one act of tamura is here for sure. So do we say, since he certainly was over the aver of tamura, that's probably all that he meant to do? Well, no. We don't add more than we have to. Ask the Michas Chinuch a gewaldige kasha. The Gemara, according to the first side of the Shaila, is saying that the healthy animal is in the place of the healthy animal, and that's a tamura. And the balmum is for the balmum, and it's not a tamura, it's a pigeon. But as the Michas Chinuch, we've learned that the halacha is, you now have to be makdish, an animal, which is a balmum. So what are we accomplishing? What are we accomplishing by saying that he only did one tamura and one chilul? That chilul also is an aveira. You're being makdish, an animal, which is a balmum. Says the Michas Chinuch, a very big chiddush. When is there an aveira which carries with it malchus for being the conditioned animal that's about mum? In a straight situation, I take an animal that's about mum and I'm a kaddish it. That's an aveira. Here, it's not a regular case of kiddush. It's a case of chilul, where I'm taking a about mum to redeem another about mum. There's no malchus for being the kaddish about mum. There's a more complicated teretz that the Achronim suggest, that by a tamura, if you took an animal that's balmum for a healthy animal, you get two malchus. One for making a tamura, and one for making a balmum a kaidish. And therefore here, the difference is there would be three malchus versus two malchus. Says the Gemara, continuing, Vim timer, kalicha deka teira loy avri sura. Certainly, if I could say one of his act, that he didn't do two averis, he did one aveira. We prefer to say he only did one aveira. V'loy lucky. What would be the case, says the Gemara? Ha'ilafanim shel oish behemis. shel kodesh. You started off with three kodesh animals. Achs mem bebalz mum, and one is bal mum. V'sholosh behemus shel chulun tamimus, and three healthy chulun animals. V'amar re'elu tachaseilu, and use the words re'elu tachaseilu. Mi aminin. Mi'le tamimus tachas tamimus latfusi. He certainly did two acts of tamura. The two healthy animals that are kodesh, and two of the healthy animals that are not kodesh, certainly only represent tamura. Why do they only represent tamura? Because if they're healthy animals, you can't be paid to them. So must be tamura. So then, I'll also say, mina tamimus tachas tamimus latfusi. Tamimus nami bachas bal mum latfusi. So then I'll say that the other act that he did, he also meant to do a tamura. Adome hachinami, here too he will say, karech de ikatera le'avresura. If I could define one of his acts as an act of chilul, which isn't an aveira, versus defining it as an act of tamura, which is an aveira, for who basreisa le'chulihava. So what's the difference between this situation and the previous situation? In the previous situation, I started off only with two animals. So it's 50-50. It could be one act of tamura and one act of chilul. Here we have, as the Gemara just said, three animals. Two of the acts, the Gemara said, there's no shayla, zikr, tamura. It's certainly a tamura. So it's a majority going to be tamura anyway. So the question is the fact that the majority of his acts going to be a tamura an indication that this person means tamura? And even though the third act can be defined as a chilul, the majority rules? Or no? Even though the two first situations, I have no other way but to say that they mean tamura, that shouldn't have any influence on the third situation, and the third situation will say meant chilul. And continues the Gemara, one more situation. Vimtim tzulay mahachinami, kivin dakat de gavri lo ischazik bisura. He only did the aver of tamura. We only know that he did for sure the aver of tamura twice, and we know a chazok is not established until you did an aver four times. Kivin dakat de gavri lo ischazik bisura. So we could follow the concept of lo shavik hatera vavri sura. So now ask Rav Ashi, how you lefan of arba behemish al kodesh. You started off with four animals that are kodesh. One of them is a bal mum, v'achsman bal mum. V'arba behemish al chulin, and you had four animals that are chulin, that are tamimais. And now let's think about this, says the Gemara. V'amarei elu tachas elu. And then you said this nusach of arei elu tachas elu. Now, so let's think about it. The three animals that are healthy versus three animals that are choil till now certainly meant tamura. So now we have a person who has a chazaka to do averis, because he did it three times. Now, hachavadi kivin this chazak gavri bisura. This person has already a track record of doing averis. Certainly lucky. And we'll say even the fourth time, where it could theoretically be a chilul, because the fourth animal is a bal mum. We'll say he has already a record of doing tamura, and he'll get four malchus. Oidema, after gav dischazik bisura, he did tamura three times, still, like shavik in a shatera, vavid isura. If we can interpret that the fourth act was an act of chilul, so be it, versus that saying that he did an aveira. Vavid besreis lechulu, we'll say that the fourth act was an act of chilul, and the Gemara remains with a taiko. So Mepharshim ask, we learned the Gemara Masech Techulun. Gemara says Masech Techulun that we have an individual who's a mumel tayovin. He walks by a non-kosher restaurant, doesn't bother him. That's what he wants, to eat non-kosher food. If we give him a knife that is properly checked and prepared to shech, we could assume that the animal that he killed properly. He shecked it properly. Why? Because l'shavik in shatei v'avri sura. If you check the animal, why not do it right? So we see that even a person who's a mumer, we don't attribute that he did a virus, if we don't have to. So why in this Gemara is the Gemara suggesting that we, if he did three averis, it must have been that he did a fourth avera. So I saw two truths to this question. One teretz is that we're not talking here in our Gemara about a mumel tayovin. That Gemara that we learned from Sech Techulim by a mumel tayovin, he was speaking about a mumel hachis. That even if he could get kosher food as easily and as good and as same price, he's lahachis. So that person, we don't have that rule. And here we're talking about a mumel hachis. It's one teretz. Another teretz is, where does the Gemara say that concept? Only in a situation where the person is not in the middle of doing an aveira. Just because the person is a mumel tayovin doesn't mean if at this moment I'm giving him a good knife to shecht, he won't do it right. Why shouldn't he do it properly? Here we see that this person is a null of doing averus. He already shechted, he already did three tamuris. There we don't say that concept. There's a very interesting Rosh. Of course, the Rosh is a Rishon. The Rosh says that if he speaks about a butcher or a shaychet who have not done their job properly, and we know he did it deliberately, so the Rosh says, the Rosh discusses at what point do we remove him from his position, the butcher, the shaychet. The Rosh says, if he did it two or three times deliberately, we should remove him from his position. So all the Mefarshim try to understand, is it two or is it three? So the Bach says, it really depends on a famous Machloikis. Machloikis in Shas, how many times do you have a Chazakah? After two times or three times? So the Rosh is saying, if you hold as a Chazakah after two times, so after two times he should be removed. If a Chazakah is only established after three times, three times. Other Mefarshim take a different understanding of the Rosh. He says, if the person deliberately did the same thing twice, then it's twice. If he three times violated, but it wasn't the same Avera, he did different Averas, but every time a different one, then you need three times. That's a different pshat in the Rosh. Says the Masham, in the Das Taira, our Gemara shows us that that's not the Halacha. Our Gemara shows us that the person is not Ischazik Bisura. He's not considered to be a Baal Avera unless he did the same Avera, the Avera of Tmura, and he had to do it three times. Says the Masham, from here we see that a person is not considered a Baal Avera unless he did the same Avera and he had to do it three times. And before that, we don't have to remove him from his position. Says the Gemara. We learned at the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows, that if we started with an animal that's Hegdish and it's Baal Mum, and I take another animal and I redeem that animal with it, certainly I meant to redeem it because the first animal is a Baal Mum. I didn't mean to anything else but that. So the Mishnah discussed, the last words of the Mishnah, the Tzorch Lasas Domim. What does the Tzorch Lasas Domim mean? Let's say the second animal, even though it's not a Baal Mum, is worth less than the first animal. So Hekdesh can't get cheated, so I have to add, compensate for the difference in value. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yoytzel Chulun Devat Toira, Midaraisa, it's a good pigeon. This, that we have to compensate Hegdish for the difference, but Tzorach Lasas Domim Devarim, is only with the Rabbanim. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish disagrees, Af Tzorach Lasas Domim Devat Toira. The obligation to compensate Hegdish is a Deraisa obligation. Machloikis Rishonim, why would Resh Lakish hold if you didn't compensate Hegdish? Does that completely invalidate the pigeon? Or is the pigeon a good pigeon anyway? There's a separate chiv to compensate Hegdish. A word of an introduction. We learned Masechta Bamitzia. Masechta Bamitzia, the Gemara speaks about the din of Einoa. Einoa means overcharging, undercharging, it's the same. And there's three categories. If the overcharging was less than a sixth, no big deal. If it's exactly a sixth, so the halacha is you have to return the overcharge, but the mekach, the deal stands. If it's more than a sixth, the halacha is that the deal is a null and void. So now the Gemara begins to try to understand regarding what type of situation are Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish speaking about. But Maiskin, exactly what are they talking about? In Neima I know that the Hegdish, so to speak, was cheated by a sixth. You have to compensate Hegdish. But Tanan, have we not learned a Mishnah? The following categories of sales don't have a no. Havodin, Vashtoris, Vakakos, Vagdashis. So it says here clearly that by Hegdish there is no no. So how would Resh Lakish say that if you didn't pay back Hegdish, that you have to pay back Hegdish? The Torah says by the Pasuk Vaynor Ochiv, that the din of Vaynor is only amongst brothers, not with Hegdish. So that can't be what the Machloikis is about. Beautiful verse from the Yaris Tavash. It says in the Megillah that Esther said to Achashverish, Ilu Lavodim Vishvachas Nemkarnu, had Haman's plan been that we should be sold to slaves, Hachrashti, I would have been quiet. So Rav Tavash says Peshat as follows. What did Esther say to Achashverosh? What did Haman offer you? 10,000 silver pieces? You have a whole nation, a whole people, Klai Yisrael, they're only worth 10,000 people? 10,000? So Esther said, if it was Lav Vodim Vashpachos, and even though you got cheated, but by Avodim we just learned there's no I know. So Chrashti, I couldn't have said anything. I would have to be quiet. But he didn't want to just sell us for Avodim, said Esther. He wanted to sell us to destroy us. So Einat Tzah Shav Ben Ezek HaMelech, he's cheating you. $10,000 is too little. Ella, says the Gemara, Abitl Mekach. What is the situation that they're speaking about? Where Hegdish was cheated more than a sixth. Says the Gemara, Bahad Neymar Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorach Lasa Dabim Medevreim. In such a situation, will Rabbi Yochanan say that's only with Rabbanon that Hegdish must be compensated? Vamar, Rabbi Yirmiya said, Akakos Techulin. Rabbi Yirmiya disagrees. And Rabbi Yirmiya says that Rabbi Yochanan, as we're going to see in a second, holds that by Karka Techulin, there is a no. Machloikas Rishonim, if the same formula is used, the sixth, or there's a higher number. By even if you'll say that there is a no by karka, it's a higher number. Rabbi Yonah says that by hegdish there is an issue if you were overcharged more than a sixth. And who did they quote? Tavai Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan. Amri. They both quote Rabbi Yochanan saying that a no ain't lehen, the din of the sixth, if it was exactly a sixth, then there's no Eidah by Hegdish, Bittul Mekach Yeshlehem. And as Tosfos explains, that it's not just a din deraisa, it's a din derab, it's not just a din derabbanan that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, it's a din deraisa. Because if Rabbi Yochanan meant that it's a din derabbanan, and the other non-dama would be holding that even with Rabbanan you don't have to do it, how can we say that the Rabbanan was so lenient? So we're back to where we started. If with the saying that they're speaking about a case that Hegdish was cheated more than a sixth, so why would, even though it's Hegdish, why, according to this, would Rabbi Yochanan say that you don't have to compensate Hegdish? Says the Gemara, Loilam Abitl Mekach. We are speaking about a case where Hegdish was cheated a sixth, Veipach. But we have to reverse the opinions. Rabbi Yochanan is going to meet a man, the Omer, that Hegdish must be compensated. The Shlokish will say Hegdish doesn't have to be compensated. Ask the Gemara, or me, Matzitz Amrit Epech, can't such an approach work? Hamnich Lamandomer, according to Mandomer that says Agdashis, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Hegdish, the Koshken Akarka, the Aloch is that if Hegdish was cheated more than a sixth, and by Karka certainly, if they was cheated more than whatever the shear is, the sale becomes null and void. So saying Rish Lak, saying this Pshana Rabbi Yochanan works. Eleman Dama, Akakos. The way did Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's more than a sixth, the halach is that the sale is null and void, only by Karka. Avaldeshis Elam Bittul Mekach. And Rabbi Naftali Trump explains the machloikis of these two shitas. The question is, why are Hegdish and Karka different than everything else? If we say that it's a rule in Aino, so then we can understand what is the difference between Hegdish and Karka. But if we say it has to do with Mechila, so by Karka, when I'm doing a business deal with you, so you're not ready to get cheated. Hegdish doesn't represent an individual, and that's why there's nobody to be cheated. So according to this, Hegdish Epech, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan indeed holds that even if Hegdish was cheated more than a sixth, the steel stands. So how are we saying Epech? Amar B'yimya. El Amar B'yimya Loi Tepech. We don't have to reverse it. And Rabbi Yochanan will hold that according to that man, the Amar, by Hegdish, there's no din of Aino, even by more than a sixth. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan understandably said that even if Hegdish was cheated more than a sixth, you only have to compensate Hegdish with Rabbanan, and Rish Lakish will disagree. Says the Gemara, Leim B'dishmuk HaMifgi, perhaps this machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if there is Aino or not Aino by Hegdish, depends on something that Shmuel said. Dama Shmuel, there's a famous statement that we learned from Shmuel many times, Hegdish Shavimana, that if you have a Hegdish that's worth a tremendous amount of money, shechil hashem pruta, and you take even a pruta to be paid with it, mechul, it becomes redeemed. Reb Yoina, who will hold that by hegdish there's a din of a nor, obviously can't agree with Shmuel. Because certainly, if I took an item that's worth $1,000, and I took a penny to be paid it, hegdish is being cheated. And Reb Yoina says that there is a nor by more than a shtus, by hegdish. So Reb Yoina obviously doesn't agree with Shmuel. Reb Yirmiyahu says that there's no nor by hegdish, even by more than a sixth, will agree with Shmuel. Says the Marloi, we don't have to define it that way. Bein the mar islay the Shmuel. Everybody could agree with Shmuel. The Reb Yoina sover, Reb Yoina is going to say, kiyam Shmuel di evid. Vilchatchila loy. Reb Yirmiyahu sover afil lchatchila. And it's very important to explain this Gemara. It's important to explain every Gemara. The definition of lchatchila and the evid here is not what we always think lchatchila means and the evid means. The definition of lchatchila and the evid means as follows. When did Shmuel say that if a person took a very expensive item and was paid it for a very small amount, it's mechulal, when he knows what he's doing? I know that this hegdish item is worth a lot, and I know I'm only taking a pruta, but I know what I'm doing, it's fine. But the evid means that I wasn't aware that I'm cheating hegdish. Nobody wants to deliberately cheat hegdish unless he knows what he's doing. And that's what Shmuel's speaking about. He has nothing to do with the issue that we're discussing in our shir, where somebody by accident was cheated hegdish, could be Shmuel would agree that there certainly is bittel mekach, that the deal is null and void. Furthermore, the Rishonim say, I think I've quoted this previously, this big kula of Shmuel, the hegdish shechila shava mana, is mechulu, is only on the owner. We know that hegdish can be redeemed by the person who was magdishit, and hegdish can be redeemed by someone else. Where does Shmuel say his halacha? Only by the person who was magdishit, not by anyone else. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say, and I think we've discussed this as well, the Shulchan Aruch says this, the Rambam says this, b'zman hazeh, if you have hegdish, even if we'll teach the Gemara, which I said we shouldn't explain the Gemara that way, l'chatchila b'diyavid in the traditional sense, that you could only do what Shmuel said b'diyavid, not l'chatchila, b'zman hazeh you could do l'chatchila, because there's no hegdish anyway nowadays. So there's nothing to take to the base of Mikdash anyway, so we're in a b'diyevet situation anyway. There's a beautiful vart from the Atmos Yosef. The Atmos Yosef of Masechta Kedushin, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara, the first mission of the Masechta, says that you can mekadosh an isha, you can marry a woman with kesef. How much kesef? Pruta or a shava pruta. And the Gemara, if we remember, discusses, how do you know that the shear is a pruta? So ask that to Yosef, why do we learn from hegdish? Just like Shmuel said, that by hegdish, we see that the pruta is considered a value, because that's the minimum amount you could be paid the hegdish. So we see that the pruta has significance. So we should compare kedushin to hegdish. Says that to Yosef, because by hegdish we're learning, there's a rule that there is no einah. By a woman, of course there's a no. If you give your wife a ring, I wouldn't recommend this anyway, but if you give a wife a ring under the chuppah and you tell her it's worth $1,000 and it ends up being $100, the kedusha would be null and void. So you can't learn the halacha of kedusha from hegdish, because hegdish we're learning in our Gemara has a special rule that there is no ayna. By kedusha there certainly is ayna. And therefore, hegdish cannot serve as the source how we know that a prut is fine for kedusha. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining loylam loy tepach. There's no reason to reverse anybody's opinion. I or the kakash lach masnisim. But then we had a kasha. Bishlokish said, so how would we say that we're referring to a situation where hegdish was cheated at exactly a sixth? Rav Yochanan says that hegdish need not be compensated midoraisa. And Reish Lakish is saying that hegdish needs to be compensated with the raisa. But what was the problem with that pshat? As we learned on the bottom of Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah Masechta Kedusha that says that there's no einah by hegdish. What would Reish Lakish do with that Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish will explain that Mishnah kid Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda does. Dar Rav Chizda, anyone I know, when the Mishnah says that hegdish doesn't have einah, it doesn't mean like we always meant We always understood that the rules of Einar don't apply by Hegdash, as I said earlier in the Shir, because the Torah by the Parsha of Einar used the words Achiz. Rather means, Einar B'Torah Sinar. It's even stricter. That Filu Pachs B'Day Einar Chayzer. A very big Chiddush. That we learned at the beginning of the Shir that if you cheated less than a sixth, then everybody's fine. Where is that? By all transactions. But by Hegdish, because there's nobody to talk to, the Mefarshim explained. There's nobody to be Meichel you. When I do a deal with you, and I cheated you less than a sixth, you say, I forgive you. Hegdish isn't in a place to be Meichel you. You have nobody to talk to. So there were more Machma by Hegdish. And that's why Rabbi Rishlok says, like Rav Chizda, that if you cheated Hegdish even just a sixth, or even maybe less than a sixth, you have to compensate Hegdish with the Raisa. But the Mefarshim, the Rosh, already makes a very interesting observation. So now we have a very interesting Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia. The Mishnah says, El Dvarim Shein L'Aino, and we always learn Pshat in the Mishnah, Havadim, Ashtaros, V'Kakos, V'Agdashis, that all four of these situations, all four of these types of transactions, don't have a Din of Aino. Now, the Mishnah has two different definitions of the same sentence. Havadim, Ashtaros, V'Kakos, will mean the din of Einar doesn't apply by them. Lekula. Hekdashis, it doesn't apply. Lechumra, which is a very interesting, that the same sentence being used on the Elam Einar has an opposite definition by three of the cases versus by the fourth case. Says the Gemara. Amr Ula. Lo Amr El B'Shumi B'Trei. This that we say, that Hegdash, if Hegdash was cheated, whatever the situation is, Midraisa, Midrabanan, a sixth, a more than sixth, that you have to compensate, El Bishami betray, where the evaluation was made by two people, and then afterwards, it turns out that their evaluation was incorrect. Av Bishami betosa, if you had a bezin, three individuals made an assessment. Af Agav Dosma Meyer, and afterwards 100 people say your assessment was all wrong, Lo Hadar, it stands. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'amar Rav Safra, Heicha Amar Mei Ketrei V'Trei Kameya, where does the Halacha say that it doesn't make a difference if it's 100 people or 2 people? That's Linyan Eidus. Because the Torah says, Apishnei Eidim Yokum Dover, 2 and 100 is all the same. Avla Inyan, Umdana, here we're speaking about an assessment. Basa Deyas is Linyan. So of course, if 100 people gave one assessment, and then we did indeed have three people having a different assessment. The assessment of three is null and void versus the 100. The Sue, furthermore, even if you had, says the Gemara, Tos v'tlosa, lawyers lean and basa basra. The halacha is as follows. Let's say you and I, this happens unfortunately quite often, you and I get into a business transaction. And the business transaction is based on an assessment of the property, whatever, with selling, buying. And you have one assessment, and I have another assessment. So the halacha is that we go with the assessment that's in favor of the person who's the muchzik. So since whoever's the muchzik, whoever's holding the property, we go to his favor. That's only when it's two private individuals doing a deal. But here, who's the two parties? It's us versus Hegdash. Hegdash, there is no din of muchzik. The rule by Hegdash always is, Yad Hegdash al yoyna. So, how do we suggest that even if you had an assessment of three, and then you had another assessment, not only for assessment of more people, but even assessment of three people, we should pass them in the favor of Hegdash? Answers the Gemara. Kesava Ula agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan holds Tzar Klassim with Devrayim. That the whole halacha that Hegdash must be compensated, as we learned in the previous sugya, is only with Rabbanan. So it's only with Rabbanan, but called Rabbanan, Kilba Rabbanan, Tzavik Rabbanan, Lekul. Says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah in Hilchas Temura. If somebody says, Arezu Tachas Ula Tachas Chatas. If somebody just uses the words Tachas Ula Tachas Ula Tachas Chatas, Loyam Aklo. It's meaningless. If he said tachas chat zu, v'tachas ola zu, or he said tachas chatas, v'tachas oila, and the other animals aren't here, but he has a chatas and oila at home, sheyeshti v'bayis, hoila, and indeed he has such animals, that is considered an act of tamura. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, amal behema tameya, if somebody said regarding a non-kosher animal, or a balas mum, which we know can't be a carbon, harei oila oila, that he's trying to turn into a tamura, but if he used the words hare elu le oila, that he meant that the proceeds should be used for an oila, yimachru, then they should be sold. The yavad the main oila, what you said should be sold and use the proceeds to bring a carbon oila. We learned the Masechta Bechayrus. We've learned it in other Masechtas as well. Masechta Erchin. The opinion of Rameya. Opinion of Rameya is ain adam moitzit varav levatala. People don't say words for no reason. And that's why, when we learned Masechta Erchin, we learned that even though every person, based on their age and on their gender, has an erich assigned to them by the Torah, somebody who's less than a month old, there's no erich. So let's say somebody says erich of this cotton, who's less than a month old, what will be the halacha? Tanakama, Rabbanan Ho, it's a meaningless statement. Ramei says, Ein adam moitzit varav levatala. And therefore we say that he meant to give the value and how much he's worth in the market. So let's look at our Mishnah. Everybody agrees regarding the last case, where somebody said, I'm going to do a tamura on an animal, which is clearly not a carbon. It's a tamidig animal. It's a balmum. So Mishnah said his statement is meaningless. Ramey can't agree with that statement. And the Rishonim go on to say, Tosfos discusses this. In the previous case as well, let's say somebody said, I'm making a tamura on an oila or a chatas, and he doesn't own an oila or a chatas. So according to the Tanakh comment, it's a meaningless statement. According to Rameya, he has a klal of ein adam moitzit varav levatala. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, and we would have to say it means something. So all the cases that our Mishnah said it isn't the tamura, according to Rameya, we have to reinterpret it. And we have to say that he meant, that he must have meant domim. He must have meant to give the value, because it can't be that he made a meaningless statement. The Mefarshim explained, as I said a moment ago, the Ramei is certainly speaking about the last case of the Mishnah, where he made a totally meaningless statement, but in the previous case, where he said Tamuris Oila, Tamuris Shlomim, and he doesn't, or Tamuris Chatas, whatever, and he doesn't own such an animal, there the Rishonim debate, is this Gemara referring to that case as well? What does it depend on? It's an issue that we've discussed previously in our Shiurim. Ramei says, Ein adam moitzit dvar levatala. So what happens when Ein adam moitzit dvar levatala? We have to reinterpret his words. The question is, how far can we do that? The man dominant says that this Gemara is even referring to the first case. Those opinions say that in every situation, Chazal have the ability to reinterpret. The other man dominant says that it has to have some connection to what he said. To completely change everything he said, we can't do. We learned further, Harei Elul Oila, if somebody said these animals should be for use for an oila, and they clearly can't be used for an oila, the halacha is yimachru yavav dam of oila. Says the Gemara, tama, because he said that a behemah tameya or a balas mum, the loichaza, that completely are not eligible to use for carbon oila, loibay muma, they weren't required for a mum, because my whole statement is meaningless. Ava mafresh nekeva l'osham al'oila, but where I was mafresh female for Oshama Oila, that even though we know the halacha is that a female cannot be used for those kabanas, that the halacha is Bayim Muma. Because our Mishnah specifically spoke about a Balas Mum and a Behemet Tmeya. It didn't speak about in the Keva. Amar Yehuda Rav, Masnis like Rav Shimon. Because we learned, Rav Shimon taught us explicitly in the Mishnah, that if somebody was Mafresh and the Keva for Osham, and the Keva for Osham, Rav Shimon says like being Mafresh about Mum. So our Mishnah speaks strictly about a Baal Mum and a Tameya, not about in the Keva. Clearly, it's like Rav Shimon, that not Rav Shimon, I'm a Temacher, if you were Mafresh in the Keva for Asham, you could sell without a Mum, because it's equally a meaningless statement. Our Mishnah speaks only about a Baal Mum and Tameya, clearly doesn't agree with Rav Shimon. Hanu Lachetz Marima, Hanu Lachetz Marima, Hanu Lachetz Marima.